Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of December 9th, 2023. My name is Penny, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Monday, December 11th, Ms. Felton's class noticed the stream in the school forest is not completely frozen over. Most of it is, but in some areas there wasn't any ice at all. Where there was ice, the thickness varied a lot, from paper thin to over 2 inches thick. On December 14th, Ms. Jackson's 6th grade class slid on the stream, which has approximately 5 inches of ice, and it was 45 degrees outside. On Friday, we all woke up to it raining instead of snowing. On Saturday, December 9th, Tamara saw 2 eagles hovering over her house and acting like they were hunting something. Mrs. Urban has noticed a lot of activity by the school feeders. Common birds seen at the feeders include black-capped chickadees, white-breasted nuthatches, hairy and downy woodpeckers, and blue jays. On Tuesday, December 12th, Mrs. Young's class has noticed a big flock of crows cawing and circling slightly northeast of the school. Penny has noticed many crows fly over her house and the school. In Minnesota, American crows are considered a permanent resident in most regions of the state. They are less common in the winter months in northern countries, indicating that some birds move south. Mrs. Nicky and Ms. Pearson Evans spotted 5 eagles soaring over the NSCS field on Thursday, December 14th. On Monday, December 11th, Ms. Rolfe saw a very plump skunk waddling through her yard, heading towards the Burquist Road. She has not seen a skunk in a very long time, so this visit caught her by surprise. John saw a wolf eating a deer on the side of the road. This wasn't a small wolf, it was a giant wolf. He saw this on Wednesday. On Monday, December 11th, Ms. Urban saw green plants on the floor, including wild strawberries, round-lobe hepatitia, and wintergreen. Mrs. Rolfe spotted a crane fly in her home on Tuesday, December 12th. She thinks that the crane fly larva came from a flowering plant she had outside in the summer and brought in for the winter. The crane fly is one of the most misunderstood of the flying insects. They are often confused with mosquitoes or daddy longlegs. However, they are super friendly insects that are beneficial to the planet. Adult crane flies don't munch on mosquitoes, or us, at all. Despite their mosquito hawk nickname, they only eat flower nectar, which helps the plants pollinate, and at the larva stage, crane flies can also feed on decaying organic material, which aids in the decomposition process. On Wednesday, December 13th, Adela noticed an owl pellet laying on the ground at recess. It had frost on it, causing it to stick to the ground, but she saw tiny bones peering out. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.